Here is landmine number two, lack of structure. At first, this sounds like a great thing. You are finally free. There is no commute to the same old place day after day after day. You are not relegated to a small cubicle or chained to the desk surrounded by the same four walls all day. There is no one to acquiesce to, fill out reports for, or have constantly looking over your shoulder. You don't have to call in if you're going to come in late or ask when you can take a vacation or even make a doctor's appointment. You are free. You can do what you wish, when you wish, and how you wish. And for the new entrepreneur, this is terrible. It is terrible because it is a completely foreign territory and can be incredibly uncomfortable. At the very least, the behaviors, disciplines, self-motivations, and self-accountability systems are not developed. Think about it. For most people, their entire life has been rigorously structured. When they went to school, they were told how many units were required for what degree. They were given a syllabus with detailed expectations, strict deadlines, and you were tested on your performance. Your results were delivered in black and white on your report card. When you left school and got a job, you were told where to sit, when to be sitting there, for how long, when you could get up to go to lunch, and when to be back, and what exactly you were to do while you sat there. You were given a detailed job description and held accountable for regular progress reports, all the while under the constant watchful eye of someone hired simply to watch you or quote-unquote manage you. This behavior, training, conditioning, and routine was developed over 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 or 50 years. You can see why when all of that is removed and the new entrepreneur is left standing alone without that rigorous structure, they can freak out or at the very least be completely and utterly unproductive. They try to convert the kitchen table into a desk. The bathrobe becomes their new uniform. Their office mates are the refrigerator, the TV, the couch, and the ever-needy kids who now have an always accessible servant. And without your boss's stick into your ribs to deliver results, most people end up justifying their quote-unquote working by becoming product experts or making lists, preparing materials, or continuing just to get ready, aim, and never fire. It would seem that they worked all day, but they never actually did the basics of introducing the product or opportunity to someone new, through a tool, of course, or follow up on those already in process. Never mistake activity for productivity or movement for achievement. There's a big difference. Anyway, a few weeks or months wallowing away like that, and most people go running back to the corporate bosom. Because even if it's a bad mother, it's still a familiar mother and one they have grown up and gotten used to for decades. Does that make sense?